Good morning and welcome to the Reuters 2010 World Cup podcast on day one of the first African World Cup. Mark Gleeson, the voice of African football, as I never tire of saying, the day has dawned, the day we never thought would come.
Yes, I think it's a tremendous achievement to get this far. It was a World Cup perhaps that many people believe would not happen, but here we are. South Africa is looks as if it's ready. The stadium certainly are magnificent. Hopefully the team can match up to the infrastructure that they've put together, and that today just heralds the start of a rather long and groovy party.
Long and groovy party. Paul Radford, Sports Centre, you've had a few of those in your time. The first match, what can we look forward to when we say South Africa v Mexico?
I think we're in for a very exciting match. I mean, opening matches are traditionally very dull, and they have been, but this one has got two really exciting teams that play exciting football. They're both on form. This could really be a bit of a cracker in a fantastic stadium.
Host country has never lost an opening match.
Isn't that amazing?
That's well,
let's,
amazing.
Let's hope for the atmosphere of this carries
on. Puts South Africa under a lot of pressure.
Does put South Africa under a lot of pressure. Osh?
It's all about the crowd tonight, Kev. There's going to be 90,000 vuvuzelas. Whatever plays out on the pitch. I mean, I think that's going to give South Africa the edge, actually.
Okay, so the sound of the least tuneful instrument in the world will get us off to a suitably harmonious start at this World Cup. It's hopeful. Of course, a lot of people are looking forward to seeing some other players at this World Cup, notably Lionel Messi. He'll be in action not today, but tomorrow, I believe. Helen Popper is with us. What are people expecting from Argentina and Messi?
I think Argentines are quietly confident about tomorrow's game. Having said that, you never really know what's going to happen with Argentina.
No.
And after a pretty disastrous qualifying campaign, there's always in Argentina a little fear and a little doubt that things might not work as well as they should, in theory, with players such as Messi on the pitch.
But it wouldn't be Argentina without infighting, would it?
Exactly. It wouldn't be Argentina without this great unpredictability and this sense of you never really know what's going to happen.
Okay. I think a lot of people have been saying about this, the World Cup as a whole. It's a very difficult one to call, isn't it, Mark?
Yes, I think if you look back on previous World Cups, there's always one or two major football-playing nations who fail to qualify. But this World Cup, I think the highest-ranked nation that's not here is Croatia. We certainly won't have too many fans bothering about the fact that Croatia are absent. So it has the potential, when we get down to the final eight, to be a tournament where it's completely wide open. I think that's possibly the most exciting thing about this World Cup. I mean, the host nation will bring a great flavour, and South Africa back on the world stage, as it were, as a fairy tale nation is a great storyline. But I think when we get to the last eight, the real World Cup begins, and that's going to be incredibly exciting.
Mike?
I think that's absolutely right. People are having conversations everywhere about who their favourites are, who's possibly going to get to the last eight or semis, and everybody seems to have a different opinion. I mean, Spain, Brazil, Holland, possibly England, Argentina are on most people's lips, but there's lots of unknowns as well because it's in Africa, and I think that really adds to the excitement of this event.
There's also the fact that we have this vast country, don't we? This absolutely vast country, vast changes in altitude, vast differences in temperature, of course. It's freezing cold here, by the way, on this Winter World Cup. The first Winter World Cup since?
Argentina 78.
Argentina 78. And what happened in Argentina 78?
The host nation won, but the Dutch hit the post in the final minute.
The host nation won. So you heard it here first. South Africa to win the first African World Cup. This has been the first Reuters 2010 World Cup podcast on day one of the first African World Cup. My thanks to Paul Radford, Mike Collett, Mark Gleeson, Oisin Shine and Helen Popper. We'll be back every day at this World Cup. Bye.